أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتحبون المال حبا جما. This is the fourth thing which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned, which is the cause of a person not turning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not realizing his responsibilities and his duties. The first Allah Ta'ala said is that you do not honor the orphan. We don't have time, we don't even perhaps give a dua to an orphan, whereas we are required to honor an orphan. And then we do not encourage on feeding the masakin, the poor and the needy. It is not sufficient just to do something one time like in Ramzan or something, but just as a Muslim and as a ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for especially for the whole ummah, this is a thing that should be an ongoing thing with a Muslim. And yeah, also it is not only with Muslims but even with non-Muslims, the poor and needy of non-Muslims also. And then the other great evil that overcomes a person, that inheritance is not done properly. And we are very, very weak as far as this also is concerned, and this is also a very basic thing. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. اور پیار کرتے ہو مال کو جی بھر کر. And you love wealth, money, and very, very much to your heart's contentment, you love money and you want the things of this world. So that is the fourth thing which Allah Ta'ala explains here, and that is also a common disease with man, that he just wants to accumulate and amass wealth and make it more and more. And of course wealth is not only for the sake of wealth, but what is acquired of this dunya with that wealth. And what is acquired of jais and halal, that is permissible. But then when it goes into haram also, that now a person starts using his wealth in haram. Wealth a person, Allah Ta'ala has given to a person, he fulfills the zakat properly, then that is quite in order also. But that is not sufficient for a genuine and true Muslim. Basically, a person gives his zakat, he is absolved of his duties. But ulama have written, there are still many duties. For example, a poor, really genuinely poor person comes to one's door, and our heart also tells us that he's genuinely poor, and we have already discharged our zakat for the year, then still it is our duty to help out this person. We can't say, I gave my zakat finished, now I can't do anything. No, we still have to help that person. So, and wealth is that thing by which we satisfy all our desires. And a person goes into haram. And the main obstacle in all this path is one's nafs and one's desires. That a person at a greater haram stage, he does things for his nafs, but to show people, that people must praise him, people must talk about him, etc. So he does it for that. At a lesser stage, but all equally serious, is that a person just wants to satisfy his own desires. Not that he wants praise or anything, but just he wants to make himself happy. And nafs is that thing, that veil and that hijab, that parda that stops us from reaching Allah Ta'ala. As a great person asked Allah Ta'ala, how does one reach you? How does one get to you? Allah Ta'ala said, it is very simple. Da'a nafsak wa ta'al. Just you give up your nafs. Your nafs and your desires and the demands of your nafs, and you are by Allah Ta'ala already. So it is this nafs that a person has to work on, and all the desires of this nafs that a person has to forsake. A person wants to just eat and eat whatever, then a person eats halal quite in order, but he falls then into haram also. Today, how many things that we are eating, somebody tells us the ingredients are not correct, but we are so, or those things are so enjoyable to us that we just turn a deaf ear, though the arguments are placed properly in front of us. Many things that we eat, our cold drinks, etc., our chocolates, etc., there are many things, but we just won't be able to leave it up. So it is our nafs that is keeping us with all these things. So it is that a person has to make a great effort on his nafs and control his nafs. At the moment, our nafs fully controls us. And what our nafs wants from us, that is what we do. And we have to become, this is the aware of all this, this is the path that we are treading, and there is no other path. We all have to go to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has given us this beautiful path and informed us of what preparations we have to make. We have got no other choice at all. We cannot escape from this path from Allah Ta'ala in any way. So it is that we have to prepare for this. So Allah Ta'ala has given us four basic things that we have to pay attention to. One is about the yatim and honoring the yatim. And then about encouraging and looking after the miskin, the poor person. And then inheritance, and before inheritance comes, that all our money matters right in our home must be all clear and sorted out. What belongs to the wife, what belongs to us, this must be clearly stated. And then all the basis of this is this love of wealth and money, and which has to do very greatly with our nafs and our desires. And a person has to work in this direction, then he will be able to become successful in this world also and the year after. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And then from the next ayat till the end is the third theme and third purpose of the surah, and that is about akhirat, about the life of the year after. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us and guide us righteously and give us the tawfiq that is also only from Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.